How do you stay connected while camping? What are the best options for mobile internet on the road? From Starlink to cell boosters to dedicated hotspots, we'll cover everything you need to know about staying online in this episode of the Restless Nomads RV Show. Welcome to the Restless Nomads, the ultimate RV show for modern-day rubber tramps and weekend warriors alike. Whether you're chasing sunsets full-time, savoring seasonal escapes, or just hitting the road for a quick weekend getaway, this is your go-to show for tips, tricks, and tales from the road. Join us as we dive into everything RV, choosing the right rig, surviving life on wheels, and navigating the highs and lows of life on the move. From towables to motorhomes, budget hacks to campsite secrets, we've got you covered. So buckle up, nomads, and let's hit the road to adventure, 1 mile at a time. Welcome back to the Restless Nomads.
Hello there.
Exciting news for you guys. We have built a website. It's a travel blog, and it'll feature all kinds of cool photos and stuff from our latest adventures and stuff. That's at therestlessnomads.com. Again, therestlessnomads.com. In RVing news, Thor Industries has announced new RV technology. What do you got, honey?
Well, the tech will include automated climate control security systems and advanced mobile internet solutions.
Wow, that's cool. So it's like a smart home, but it's a smart RV.
Correct.
All right. Now, prototypes being rolled out in 2025, and they promise to offer seamless connectivity experience for full-time and remote working RVers. That's going to be kind of a game changer. Just think. If you leave the pups in the RV and you're out on an adventure, maybe you're checking out the beach or walking a hiking trail or something, you'll be able to monitor and control the temperature in the RV with your phone.
And you can learn more about these upcoming tech features at thornindustries.com.
Yep, that's thornindustries.com to learn more about the new smart RV project. Exciting stuff.
Sounds interesting.
Way higher tech than what we have, isn't it, babe?
It is.
All right, well, let's dive in. Today's topic is utilizing the internet while you're on the road. You know, while many RVers enjoy disconnecting from technology, reliable internet access can be a necessity if you're in your RV a lot. If you want to work from your RV, maybe you've got kids in school and they need to do homework assignments and that kind of thing. And then also, I think it's really important if you're going to be in an RV for a really long time to have it as an entertainment option.
Absolutely.
If you're just a weekend warrior and you're really looking to disconnect and unplug for the weekend, this might not be for you. If you plan on spending a week or more in your RV, then you're probably going to want some internet. I know we feel...
Absolutely.
Don't we feel like we're missing something in life if we don't have internet?
Yeah, and we do work and other things.
Yeah, we need it for remote work.
Stay connected to family as well.
Running the radio station from the road. Yep, it's all dependent on the internet. So more people are embracing the nomadic lifestyle and working remotely. Internet options like Starlink and mobile hotspots help ensure stable connection for video calls and file uploads and running the radio station and things like that. So crucial for workers.
And we got to watch movies.
That's right. Brings us into our next thing. Online internet entertainment and streaming. Ooh. Yep. And we used the heck out of this when we were campground hosts and we were out in the middle of the woods. We wanted to be able to watch our Roku TV in the RV. And that saves you on many trips to picking up used DVDs from thrift stores and things like that, often which they skip or turn out not to be so great.
That's true.
And you end up watching the same movies 25 times in a week, right?
That's right.
All right. So also, you get to keep up with us, the Restless Nomads, on YouTube if you have internet on the road, and maybe even do your own YouTube channel. Hey, if you've got a YouTube channel that you'd like us to check out, feel free to jump onto Facebook, the Restless Nomads Facebook page, and drop us a line in there. We'd love to get to know folks in the community. So another thing, babe, is internet's kind of crucial for when you're planning your trip, right? Especially if you're going on a multi-leg trip, then you need to have the internet in order to kind of plan your route. You know, it's not as easy as jumping in like a like you would in a Honda Civic and rolling down the road. You need to know when you're towing something that's 26 feet, 30 feet long, or you're in a big motorhome that's a little taller than your average car. You need to know that you're going to be able to fit everywhere, right?
That is true.
So Google Maps, Compendium. Also, it's important to be aware of the weather. You don't want to be driving in Nevada down the highway when there's 100 mile an hour winds in a high-sided vehicle. It's just never a good idea. But it can help RVers plan our routes.
And entertainment.
Yes, and like we said, entertainment a little bit ago. Also, it's important to have it so that you can at least find, if not book, your next campsite, which we all know that a lot of times, especially in the summer months, you have to do that well in advance. Otherwise, you're just rolling the dice on whether you're going to get anything. Probably not a problem for folks that stay on National Forest Service and BLM land. They will likely find a place. There's no reservations. But finding those places requires internet. Unless you're going to pull out the old USGS map, right?
Right.
Okay. And then, like we said, having connection with family and friends while you're on the road is super important. Also, important media updates, also important. And, you know, these days, everyone is connected with their cell phones. So you'll be able to get the emergency alert system broadcasts and things like that should one come out while you're on the road. So when facing the decision to unplug for a bit or to enjoy internet on the road, it's a good idea to kind of go at it with a balanced approach. You know, you can unplug, just turn off your phone for a while, and maybe you don't need a bunch of high-speed internet while you're out in the woods. Although, if you stay out there for any length of time, you're probably going to find that you would like that. All right, we'll give you all the nitty-gritty details on internet options on the road here in just a bit. But first, it's time for the RV Pro Tip of the Week. And this one is cooking in your RV with an Instapot.
One of my favorite things to do.
It's been a game changer, hasn't it, Ben?
It really has.
Yep, the Instapot is awesome for RVing. It's compact, energy efficient, and you can cook meals quickly with minimal cleanup.
And many different cycles. You can saute
it. Does everything.
You can steam in it.
It does.
Bake in it.
It does so much. And it's all one pot meals, which is super cool. Chili, stew, pasta, all that stuff.
It also works great for making rice, hard-boiled eggs, and even baked goods.
That's right.
Like I said.
We're not being paid for this, by the way. We just love Instapot. It's probably the best $80 we've ever spent in our life.
Yes.
We love that thing. Now, disclaimer here. Just make sure that your RV power system can handle it. It's relatively low draw. It doesn't draw a whole lot. But if you're boondocking, you want to have it on a good battery bank or even cut on the generator. So we have made several meals in the Instapot, one of which is ribs. Tell us all about that, darling.
Oh, boy. They turned out so well. We made ribs. We removed the membrane from the back of the rib. And you want to use a knife to loosen and then peel it off with a paper towel. Then you want to rub the ribs generously with the dry rub, and that can be of any choice of yours. I love paprika and salt and pepper and garlic. Let's sit for at least 15 minutes.
Or even throw it in the fridge overnight.
Right.
And that works too.
Gives a deeper flavor.
It does. So how do you do it, darling?
Well, then you prepare the Instapot. I usually spray it or put some olive oil in it. And you want to pour water, apple cider vinegar, or liquid smoke into the Instapot.
Yeah, just about a
flavor.
Just about a cup, right? Right to like the bottom end of the trivet, which is the metal rack in the pot.
Then stand the ribs upright, wrapping them in a circle around the inner pot. And I also recall that you used Dr. Pepper.
I did, yeah. Diet instead Dr. of water, Pepper. Instead of water and apple cider vinegar, you can use Diet Dr. Pepper or even Dr. Pepper.
You can get really creative.
Yeah, just yeah. like you would in an oven. You know, that's how they do it in restaurants and stuff.
And then you want to pressure cook. You seal the Instapot lid and be very careful. Set the valve to sealing. And then you want to cook on high pressure for 25 to 30 minutes. 25 minutes for baby back ribs and then 30 minutes for spare ribs.
All right. And then after 25 minutes or so, you know, it takes a little bit of time for the Instapot to warm up. And then it'll start the countdown with your 25 to 30 minutes. And after that's done, just let it be, let it sit, and the pressure will naturally release after about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to open that lid. Right. And how do we finish this off, darling?
Ooh, well, barbecued sauce, there again, you can get really creative. What you do is you can put together ketchup and brown sugar, and you can put mustard in it. I like sneaking a little bit of mustard. It's a certain caramelized kind. Mike doesn't like
mustard. I don't like mustard typically, but I do love it the way she's talking about it on meats. It is super good.
And we use a sugar-free sweetener always, always. And we add onions, things to that nature. And then you slice the ribs and you serve with the extra barbecued sauce.
And enjoy some finger-licking ribs from your Instapot, a one-pot experience in an RV. No big deal to clean that pot out. They're super easy to clean. And what can you have with your ribs, babe?
Well, you can pair it with coleslaw, baked beans, potatoes, or cornbread for a perfect meal.
Yep. I think what we did is mashed potatoes, just the dehydrated mashed potatoes, super easy. And also some green beans. And just throw some green beans in the microwave for a little bit, and super good.
Mm-hmm. Now, something to consider, that meal would take, I'd say, a couple hours at home if you want really, really good tender ribs. But I got to tell you, when you cook it in the Instapot, it really only takes 30 minutes and it tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah, they fall apart.
It's tender and it doesn't take very much time. We've made soups that take, 25 minutes. We cut up tons of vegetables and put beans and a meat of choice, and it just turns out delicious.
It does. It works flavor. It works for pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. The Instapot, the best $80 we've ever spent. And I know that some of you are going, well, doesn't that take up a bunch of room in the RV? Let me tell you, it is worth its weight in gold.
Well, you can get all different sizes.
You can. And if it's just you and another person, like you and your wife, I'd recommend getting the smaller. We got the smaller of the two, which is big.
The in-between.
Yeah, it's big. Mm-hmm. Big enough for us. If you get the big one,
I think it's 6 quarts is the
one. Yeah, I think you're right. But if you get the real big one, then it might be a little overkill for two people, but it will work great for five people or something like that, yeah. If you have a large family. So, with you guys with the bunkhouse RVs, right? Doing the family reunions and stuff like that. Well, hey, after the break, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty with the mobile internet options out there for RVers and what we think of each one and just ways to stay connected on the road. Hope you got some ideas. Go out there and get you an Instapot. Like I said, we're not paid by them. We just love the product that much. The Instapot, a game changer for RV cooking.
And we don't want to forget, you can also bake in there.
Yeah.
You can make a cake. You can make bread.
It's so versatile. I mean, yes. It's like, you know, the best thing since tires for RVers, I think.
Okay, that's a man thing.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing since tires were invented. It's that essential. Really, really good. All right, we'll go to a break now, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty right after this here on The Restless Nomads RV Show.